Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey everyone, welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
It's brought to you by our friends at Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. Kick back and relax at Jake's 58 with the Stay and Dine package or the Stay and Play package. Discover the excitement you've been missing at Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. If gambling's a problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. I'd like to start off today, if I can, by saying good evening to the great Michael Kay.
We have Urinace.
So nothing him today.
Yeah, that's rare. I actually feel good about that. I'd like to also start off today, if I can, by saying good evening to Don.
My gut has just betrayed me.
And also to myself and Michael.
Why did they retire the title?
Why they retire?
Yeah.
My guess is they thought it was stupid.
So nothing from either of you today. How about that?
No, I did the best I can, but I'm not very entertaining. Guys,
it was a good drop. You getting the Joe Fortenbaugh's name wrong?
Oh,
Fortenborough, I think you called him.
You didn't hear it, Don?
No.
Yeah.
I did.
I called him. No. I called him Fortenborough.
That's what I said.
No. Anthony thought I said Fortenberg. I did not. I said Fortenborough. I don't think everybody has the same name as me. I'm not that much of a fool. Well, guys, we've talked about it a lot today. The Giants with their big game on Sunday, a game that everybody's dialed in for. I can't wait to find out. Any early predictions on who's going to be calling that game?
Now, that game is on a CBS vehicle, right?
Correct.
Do we possibly get Ian Eagle? No, they wouldn't put him on a Texans game.
You're not going to. Well, I'm not going to give you the answer until
that's right.
The end of ENN.
It's a whole segment.
You'll have to wait here. Let's hear Dave.
I think it's going to be a Gumble vehicle. That's my
prediction. Gumble to Gumble.
Gumbelino.
Okay. The Gumbelino. Let's hear from Dave and Rick on DiPietro and Rothenberg earlier, talking about just how important this Giants game is.
Even when you thought the Giants were going to be like a 5-win team, you looked at the schedule and you thought this was going to be a win.
I would be the complete opposite. I would be excited to see what Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka have done during the time off. Because, you know, I mean, they couldn't have been happy with how their offense looked in Seattle. They kind of got exposed a little bit in Seattle.
Just go win the game. That's it. There's no way that if the Giants play an awful game on Sunday and they win, I'll say anything really negative on Monday morning. Just win the game.
Now, you know what's bringing me great joy, guys? I don't know if you feel the same way. That Dave has the potential to have his whole Thanksgiving day ruined.
Oh, I know.
It's
incredibly sexy.
It's bringing me goosebumps.
Now, do we know... What's your guys' prediction on what Dave's dinner plan is? You think he has the early 1 o'clock kind of dinner,
yes,
or he's the 7:30 vehicle?
No.
He's gonna he will shift the dinner. He'll make Sherry give him the dinner according to the game. Game's at 4, right, Don? 4:30.
Yes. It's the four. It's the later vehicle. Correct.
Well, then he's gonna eat early.
But what if he's like in such knots that he'd rather wait till it's over?
But then if it's a bad loss, he's not going to want to eat at all. And you know, look at the size of him. He's going to want to eat.
I know. And then knowing Dave, if it goes badly, wow, that was tough. Knowing Dave, if it goes badly, Don, he's going to slam a turkey on Sherry's head kick her out of the house looking like a crazed turkey woman, and then think it's a hilarious story to replay for years to come.
And then, actually strike the children with drumsticks.
Right. Children are going to have meat thrown in their face, mashed potatoes slapping children.
Wasn't that Friends with the turkey on the head?
Yeah, Monica had the turkey on her head.
So that's what we're going to be looking at here. And he's probably – I could just see him just taking all the good china that they probably got on their wedding and just smashing them individually in the same driveway in which he smashed the wedding pictures.
Should we worry?
Turkey ducky.
That when Dave Rothenberg loses his mind and decides to go crazy, his default isn't like, let me break something of mine. It's let me smash a cherished item of my wife's.
I want to make it hurt.
That's
why Don makes a very, very difficult assumption that Sherry's the enabler.
Oh, she certainly.
She deserves a lot
of blame. She
stays. Yeah. Walk out. See what he does.
Now,
how about the Giants?
Now, you guys missed the very underrated part of us playing the morning show. Peter.
Can I tell you what you're going to say?
Go ahead.
Let me see if we think alike. Continue. 20 years later. Rick sounded like R.J. Bell from Seattle.
Yes. We heard a little Seattle.
I couldn't believe it.
What?
Play it back.
He said Seattle.
Yeah.
When you thought the Giants were going to be like a 5-win team, you looked at the schedule and you thought this was going to be a win.
I would be the complete opposite. I would be excited to see what Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka have done during the time off. Because, they couldn't have been happy with how their offense looked in Seattle. They kind of got exposed a little bit in Seattle.
Oh, my goodness. Very close to Seattle.
Oh, very close.
Wow.
You know what? Coming from him, it sounds great.
Right up against Fortenborough, too.
Oh, it does sound like Fortenburg, but I meant Fortenborough.
I
was wrong either way, but in my brain, I thought it was Fortenborough.
Mashed potatoes slapping children. Children have meat thrown in their face.
Now you got drops.
Now you got drops.
There we
good
got
job.
Some drops. Can you mix? I want to do a remix here, Anthony. Let me get the mashed potatoes thrown in children's faces, followed by crazed Dave Rothenberg yelling. Is that possible?
Mashed potatoes slapping children. Children have meat thrown in their face.
That's what it's going to sound like. That's going to be Thanksgiving at the Rothenberg house.
Oh, and then the police get called. It's going to be awesome.
You know what? I may have to actually compose a song with holiday music, Dave drops, and the things that I just said. That may have to happen.
Mashed potatoes slapping children.
Now, one of the great SNL bits of all time was Who Shot Buckwheat with Eddie Murphy.
Of course.
And how they interview people and ask him, the person that shot Buckwheat, was he capable of doing it? Oh, yeah. He openly talked about how he was going to do it.
Right.
If anything to what Peter said happened on Thanksgiving, and
nobody
they interviewed
would be shocked.
Well, were you surprised? No, not at all.
We expected it.
So isn't that on us then to be preemptive? Should we?
Well, what do we do?
Should we have a wellness visit? Should
Sherry?
Should we call the police in the neighborhood and just say, it might be a good idea that around as the clock zeroes out in Dallas to maybe have a car in the neighborhood?
You want to see the matter?
That's the scariest one, is you want to see the matter. That's the one that really scares me. Let's hear from Brian Daboll, a man who's actually associated with the Giants as their head coach.
Actually gets a paycheck from the Giants, unlike Dave.
Right. Facing these Texans off the bye week.
Important game. At home. Going to have to play well. We came off a bye. I feel like we're rested. The guys have had a lot of good energy here these last couple days, and we need to go out there and have a good week and like we do every week.
It's amazing how everybody loves this guy now, and Tannenbaum on saying that he's great, Rex, and the guy couldn't get hired forever. 25 years as an assistant.
But I'll tell you this.
I think the world of football is made of frauds. How about that?
Well, I think that he's an excellent coach, but he doesn't give you much.
No, that's not his game. If you want talk from the Giants – you want to go to the GM.
Maybe this is me leaning positive because they're 6-2.
Sure.
I don't think it's an act. Like, I don't think it's I'm going to be this way. I just think that's kind of how he is. He's Joe Football. I don't think he is trying to be someone else. Do you? Or do you think that's just kind of the way he is?
Oh no, I agree. I think that's the difference between him and the very fraudulent Joe Judge. I'm sorry, Joe Judge may love football.
Well, that's why
I'd
be saying that if they were 6-2 with Joe Judge, I'd be saying that's who it is. And I leaned on that, if you remember, after the press conference when you had the opinion that he was kind of faking it. I was like, no, maybe that's just who he is. So wins and losses are always going to kind of skew it. but like I felt Eric Mangini was trying to be Bill. I don't feel like he's trying to be anything. That's just the kind of who he is.
He's Dable.
He's Dable. By the way, that's the name. By the way, I hear that NBC is considering a sitcom.
He's Dable?
He's just Dable every Tuesday.
Kevin James is
with Kevin James as Dable. That's right. Yeah. We'll see.
As Dable.
All right. Let's keep going here. Let's hear from Saquon. What would your pitch be to get Odell Beckham Jr. to this team?
I feel like there's not really a sales pitch. It's New York. It's the Giants. Obviously, he has familiar faces within his facility and his locker room. And personally, I think it would be a great story to come back, you know, to a place that you was at before and continue to help build success and continue to come here and with the right mindset and be a leader and be the type of player he can be for his team. You know, like I said, he's a special player. He can help any team.
Can I just say, we talked about people's voices a few times so far here today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saquon, we, you know, like the ultimate example of voice and talking doesn't match the physical presence would be prime Mike Tyson, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's that with Saquon, but considering he's a physical monster, he has the biggest legs I've ever seen on a human, and he can just mow people down with these tree trunks. He does have as sort of sweet and nerdy a voice as humanly possible to go with that.
Sweet and Nerdy a Voice is my 28th book.
Is that true?
Yep, Sweet and Nerdy.
I don't think it's nerdy.
I mean, it's nerdy. I mean, I don't mean like an, like, you know, I don't mean
he's not
that.
Urkel.
He's not Urkel. He just sounds like a very sweet guy. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe he is.
He seems that way. You guys know how I feel. He's absolutely my man crush.
So he's, is he... Who's the guy from Fresh Prince that's now doing the America's Funniest Videos?
Carlton's doing Carlton. America's Funniest Home Videos?
Oh, yeah. He has for years.
I know. Where is it?
Alfonso?
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Ribeiro. Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah.
No, he's not nerdy. He just sounds...
First of all, Alfonso Ribeiro was nerdy on Fresh Prince. It's not in real life.
Not in real life.
But if you watch those videos, because the kids like them, especially the animal specials they have on like Disney Plus.
Sure.
He is corn pone.
Well, oh, yeah.
The late Bob Saget
was corn pone too.
Right.
It's the way they write it.
I know, but
it's a lot.
It's a tough gig.
You know, if you gave me that gig and said, Michael, you really have to be corny, I go, bring it on.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, but at least Bob would go on, like, he would go on tour and do stand-up and work blue and balance it out.
Well, let me tell you something right now. Alfonso Ribeiro shows up at any club in America.
He's leaving with a lot of people.
And starts doing the Carlton dance. He's leaving with whoever he wants. Let's just be honest.
Oh, it works. I'm just saying it's a painful watch.
How would it go if I went to a club and did the Carlton dance?
it would look also appropriate.
Who's
but
this?
I don't know who you leave with.
I wish that we had a camera that could, because I would do the Carlton dance right now. Maybe I'll do it next Friday.
Michael would do well, though, Peter. You have to admit he's a good-looking guy. Now, I think his in would be, you know, a lot of women that would just be wanting to know if Judge would resign.
Right.
You know, what are they going to do with Tyone?
Well, listen, you act like there's no body of work to judge from. Michael was single for like 40 years.
You know what? One of my key moves, I think I've told Don this. I used to carry pictures of like my class pictures from first, second, and third grade where I was absolutely hideous. And one of the pictures, I wore a neckerchief. And I would show them to women at the bar and go, look how far I've come. And think about how much further I can come.
Well, that's an interesting and very direct approach, Michael.
This did not happen. Michael, you could not have done that.
You can ask my friends. I used to always show
them. It didn't work.
Oh, it worked all the time.
By the way, it's a good line. I've heard it. Hey, Michael has told us this before. I would recommend maybe wording it differently, but we can do it
that way.
Well,
that's because, you know, your mind is full of filth. That's why.
And I'm awkward around women.
Yeah.
And Michael, here's one of my baby pictures. Look how far I came.
I would slide the pictures right in front of them. Take a look at that.
Michael's pulling, you know, baby pictures out. That's an interesting move, Michael. Never heard that before.
It worked.
I didn't tell you that when I was at Blondie's last time, having some delicious wings. you know, the one of the young ladies who runs Blondie's came up, Don, and we struck up a conversation, and she showed me those, she gave me those pictures of Michael. You remember them, right?
Yes.
So that same, at that same time, I forwarded the pictures to Natalie. And I said, hey, you know, I'm with this woman right now. Here's a picture of her and Michael. And she goes,
can Natalie's I join? Like,
no, she's, she texted me back. She's like, wait, who are these women you're hanging out with? And I said, Natalie, this picture's 30 years old. Yeah. It's okay. It was 1990. But that is to say that Michael was doing his thing in 1990.
I was doing my thing in 2000, too.
Oh, by the way, great point. What about 80?
Just before the pandemic. Remember I told you, Michael, I went out to a bar in Suffern and ran into a woman that was just gaga for you and somebody you had dated a long time ago, remember? And I sent the pictures. And...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she was still gaga.
Suffering being the operative word.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, let's move on, shall we? We'll stay with football for a moment. Stephen A. on First Take earlier saying the Bills need to rest Josh Allen.
You should be nervous about the health of Josh Allen more so than you should be nervous about the Buffalo Bills, because guess what? Josh Allen gives you a shot at a Super Bowl championship. Without him, you might struggle to make the playoffs. That is true, but that's not just true for this year. That's true for the foreseeable future. His future is the Buffalo Bills' future. Their hopes of a Super Bowl championship are tied to this dude for years and years to come. You do not jeopardize it because you worry about a couple of games in the middle of a season.
See, here's where I disagree with the great Stephen A. Mm-hmm. The Jets are breathing down their neck. So are the Dolphins. You can't afford to give away games.
I think you have to have a real come to Jesus. And maybe this weekend against Minnesota will be the moment, if they play him, where you go, can we make it happen with this version of Josh Allen or not? If they truly believed that they could win the Super Bowl with this version of Allen, I understand taking the risk. But if a compromised Allen is going to get them the way they've been the last couple of weeks, then you got to just pull the plug. It sucks. It really does, because they were favored to win the Super Bowl. But I think if that's the case, I think we'll know a lot next week about the Josh Allen situation. I really do. Let's go to baseball for a moment. Aaron Judge on the MLB Network asked, how hard was it to focus during the season with free agency looming?
It was tough in the beginning, you know, definitely in April when I think the first couple of weeks, I think it took me 2 weeks to get my first home run, 2 or 3 weeks to get my first home run. So there's a little doubt that creeps into your mind about it. And you kind of sitting there in the outfield, kind of kicking yourself like, man, you know, I should have taken that deal, you know. But, you know, after a couple of weeks and then just kind of talk with my teammates, talk with my family and say, hey, just, you know, clear all that, go out there and play and just be yourself. And things, everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to, man. It's all out of your hands. It's out of your control. You know, just have the faith to go out there and play your game. And like I always go back to this, man, but my teammates, man, those were the guys that ride or die with me the whole season. Those are the guys that really pushed me day in and day out to go out there and be my best, man. So I definitely wouldn't have been in this position or had the season I did if it wasn't for those guys.
Now, Meredith Marakovitz talked to Hal Steinbrenner. The full interview will air on Monday on YES.
At 7 o'clock, hot stove.
And she asked him about the Judge situation.
Look, we can't have this conversation without mentioning Aaron Judge. He is the guy that is going to be the big free agent signing by whoever team eventually gets him. You made him an offer before the season. The sides could not come to an agreement. Have you spoken to Aaron Judge yet this offseason?
I have had more than one conversation with Aaron since the season ended. I'll leave it at that. Very positive conversation.
Do you feel confident that he is going to wind up in pinstripes?
I have made it clear to him that is our wish. He means a lot to this organization, and I've made it clear to him we're going to do everything we can to make that happen.
The fact that they've talked several times, I think, is positive.
But here's what I don't get. You're having a conversation with Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be a Yankee. We're going to do everything humanly possible to make that happen. We'll make him an offer. You had an exclusive window before 5 o'clock yesterday. Was an offer made? Or did Judge just shut it down and say, listen, don't even bother. I'm testing free agency. Don't talk to me until I start getting offers from other teams. Because if somebody tells me I want to do anything humanly possible, okay, you're the only team that can offer me anything. He said that they had several conversations after the season ended. I'm assuming that was during the exclusive window. Was an offer made? Or is he just not listening?
Yeah, but see, I don't think it would be smart for the Yankees to do that now because they'd be bidding against themselves. They'd be bidding against what they think the Giants would offer, what they think the Dodgers would offer.
All right, that's true.
So, and I think it would be folly for Aaron to agree to something before he sees what everybody has for him.
No, I agree. I agree. But when you say we're going to do everything humanly possible, I was just wondering if you know, try to at least up it a little bit more than the offer that was made just to, as a, hey, listen, we're willing to do it. Here's more. Or is it just, hey, the understanding is I'm testing free agency. We will talk to you once free agency begins.
Guys, it's officially time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
For your NFL announcement.
I want to be right. Remember, I got Gumbel on Giants Texans.
Well, I think that Peter was wrong. It's not a CBS vehicle.
Well, then I was misled.
Yeah.
But traditionally, with the...
It was a CBS vehicle.
Right.
I was not wrong.
All right, so it's Iron Eagle, but it's not Gumbel.
I have not given the answer yet. You'll get it in a moment.
Well, here's what. It's Gumbel if it's CBS. It's Myers if it's Fox. That's my guess.
Well, either way, we'll start out on the NFL Network at 9:30 a.m. Because wouldn't you know it? I certainly didn't. Seattle at Tampa Bay, or as Rick DiPietro says, Seattle at Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Yeah, bright and early on Sunday, and on the call, Michael's good friend, Rich Eisen.
Because these guys, if they fall, they fall down hard and long.
He'll be
joined
by...
You know that game in Seattle is going to be at 6:30 in the morning?
Word up.
Yeah. That is a terrible, terrible game for
Time for sleepy time, Bobos.
Yeah, that's right. Michael Irvin will join Rich Eisen. Also, Mooch, Steve Mariucci, Kurt Warner, Jamie Ertl, Sarah Walsh, Andrew Gunling, R.J. Santillo, Batman,
Brothers.
Robin, right. The Penguin, they'll all be there.
Can I join?
Right. Natalie will be on the Why call not? As well. We go to 1 p.m., and it is CBS, and it is the Houston Texans at the New York Football Giants.
And it's
and
Ian.
The man for the job is Mr. Ian.
Yeah.
Dunker. Michael looked it up.
What is happening here?
I did He'll not look be, it up.
He'll be joined by Charles Davis and Evan Washburn.
The lobby is bustling. There is an energy here.
Big game for me, guys. The Minnesota Vikings. And one of the sexier games of the weekend. The Minnesota Vikings at the Buffalo Bills. Bills still 3.5-point favorites in spite of the uncertainty around Josh Allen. 1 p.m. kickoff on Fox. Joe Davis, Mr. Baseball on the call. He'll be joined by Daryl Moose Johnston.
No clip.
And Pam Oliver. 1 p.m., we continue on. Stay on Fox in Chicago. Lions-Bears. Oh, gorgeous NFC North matchup. Mm. For a game like that, you need the man, Kevin Kugler, on the call. He'll be joined by Mark Sanchez.
I'm not married. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have kids. I just want to play ball, and I want to win.
And Laura Oakman. We stay at 1 p.m. We head out to Kansas City, a game Bears very intrigued by. The Jacksonville Jaguars, who do seem to play absolutely everybody close against a team that cannot seem to cover big numbers in the Kansas City Chiefs. For this vehicle, for some reason, I don't know why, Jim Nance on the call.
Hello, friends.
He'll be joined by Tony Romo. And Tracy Wolfson. We stay at 1 p.m. We go to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami. The Browns. The Dolphins. Here's your Greg Gumbel view.
Now, SportsCenter with Greg Gumbel.
He'll be joined by Adam Archuleta and the great A.J. Ross, which takes us to Pittsburgh, New Orleans, the Steelers. That's right, T.J. Watt back for the black and yellow. Adam Amin on the call. He'll be joined by Mark Schlereth and Christina Pink. And you know
Stink
what that means?
Pink. Stink
That's
pink.
Right.
I love it.
Stink and the Pink together in Pittsburgh. We stay
at 1 o'clock. Fingers and touch it.
We go to Nashville, Denver at the Titans, a game Michael and I will both be very dialed in on. Andrew Catalan on the call.
Going up high and bringing it down for six.
He'll be joined by James Lofton and Amanda Renner. Finally, the 4 o'clock, so 4:05 game. Ugh, Las Vegas. Don's interested. The Colts, the Raiders, Kevin Harlan on the call.
And it will not be a good night.
A lot of people don't know this, Peter, but Jeff Saturday will be doing color.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Doubling up.
Yeah, with the headset on.
Kevin Harlan will be joined then by Jeff Saturday and Trent Green and Melanie Collins. We go to 4:25, the big dog Fox game. You already know. We're going to Lambeau. Must-win time for the Packers, and they have a tough game. The Dallas Cowboys are in town, 4.5-point favorites. Kevin Burkhardt on the call.
Keith, these are definitely not pumpkins.
He'll be joined by Greg Olson, Aaron Andrews, and Tom Rinaldi. Also at 4:25, the Rams hosting the Cardinals. Michael interested in this one, and so is Don's friend, Kenny Albert.
Then I usually play ping pong. I've been doing that for the last week or so.
He'll be joined by Jonathan Vilma and Shannon Spake, which takes us to the Sunday Nighter. A little West Coast clash, interconference battle between the Chargers and the 49ers. 8:20 NBC, Mike Tirico on the call. He'll be joined by Chris Collinsworth.
I feel great.
And Melissa Stark, which takes us to the big Monday Nighter. I'm dialed in, baby. Me versus Andrew Gundling, head-to-head. Washington at Philly on ESPN. Joe Buck on the call.
He's Joe Buck!
He'll be joined by Troy Aikman.
Come on, Daddy.
And Lisa Salters. And that is your NFL announcer lineup for this Friday, November 11th.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.